Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plans of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot arrows, even bitter words. So again, you see how words are like arrows and swords. And you've got to be so careful what you say, because you can really hurt people. This is why God is especially sensitive to the words that are used, and also because he's most interested in what's in the heart, what's in the mind. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Jesus said. So our words represent our thoughts, and God's so interested in our thoughts. This is why we must use kind words to each other, and never seek to provoke or to respond with hard words when they're used against us. He says these people will shoot these nasty arrows in secret at the upright. In other words, the arrows are like horrible words they secretly say. So they think nasty words about other people. It's called gossiping, talking badly about other people behind their backs in secret. It's a terrible thing, and God is very sensitive to that. They do not fear. That is, they're not aware, they don't want to be aware that God is actually watching them and is going to judge them. They encourage themselves in this evil way. They talk about laying traps secretly. They say, who will see us? Well, of course, who sees them? God sees them. When people think they can make evil plans secretly and say hard words secretly, no, God knows. Their inward thoughts and their most innermost thought of their heart is very deep and hidden. So they think, huh, this is all just what I'm thinking in my mind. You don't know this, but God does. But God will shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. Well, in other words, they shoot arrows of sharp words and nasty words and plans at God's people, and he is going to shoot at them. In other words, he is going to judge them for those words. And Jesus said, be careful of your words, because by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves, and all that see them will run away. So they were all the popular people in this life, but in that day when people see them condemned, everyone will run away from them. And they're going to be judged by their own tongue. As I say, they shot arrows at people, and God's going to shoot arrows at them. Their nasty words are going to return upon them. And all men will fear and will declare the work of God, for they will wisely consider what he has done. The righteous will be glad in the Lord and will trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. So that in the end is how it's all going to end up, that the righteous will glory forever, and those who have used hard words will die forever. So it's a real warning here, and James repeats it in the New Testament and says that the tongue is a terrible evil and can really lead us into the fire of figurative fire of condemnation